When Whitbreads first took over, which I think you stopped brewing beer in what, 19, was it 60?
They took in 68, Whitbreads took over.
And when did you stop brewing?
Well, virtually.
Straight away.
Yeah.
In that period from 68 through the 70s, would you say it was as busy as it had been before that, even though the beer was coming from somewhere else?
It was busier because we took over Whittaker's pubs as well. And we had some of Whitbread's own pubs, so we had a bigger area after Whitbread's took over.
Where did the beer come from in those tankers? Where was it brewed?
It came from Kirkstall and from Sheffield, because Kirkstall was brewing Trophy for us.
And all the Bentley's branding got changed to Whitbread branding, did it? They didn't keep any Bentley's.
No.
There was nothing called Bentley's.
Nothing,
that,
no,
was there?
No.
Timothy went into it.
The beer became Trophy.
What was the feeling in the brewery when Whitbread's took over?
Well, I think it's just a bit apprehensive, really, because it's a national company. I think people thought it might be more secure because you were a national company. But also there's a feeling that because it's a national company, they've got these huge breweries like Luton and Samsbury and places that small places
would go
in the end. It's just a matter of when, really. But I think at the time they took over, people were quite happy.
Well, you got a lot more money.
I was quite happy. You can't speak for everybody.
No.
I was quite happy.
So did a lot of people retire when Whitbread's took over?
No, it virtually stayed the same, really. Because, as I say, we took over more houses. So there was actually more people there, I think.
Right, so there wasn't a great exodus of people who'd done the brewing.
No.
Did you change from wooden barrels to kegs at that time?
Well, it was slowly brought in, yeah.
And Bentley's been using kegs. I don't know whether they would have done all that.
No, they were all wooden ones, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you ever know the Coopers, the people who made the barrels?
Well, you called him Cooper.
They called him Cooper, yeah. George Cooper.
George Cooper.
George Cooper was the Cooper?
Yeah. He was okay, he was a big fella.
Yeah. Didn't live at Stanley.
Were you aware of the history of the brewery when you were working there?
My granddad, he worked for Albany Hanks, so he had a building firm in Woodlesford here. And my granddad worked for him, and he said that he helped to build the Woodlesford Tower, the BYB Tower there.
Did you ever go into the tower and down into the well?
I didn't know. I bypassed it. Norman Jackson, he was the brewer's clerk. He used to show you around, and it once took me, but I didn't like to look down. It was just a big black hole.
What was the social life like?
Well, when Whitbread's took over, they started the social club, didn't they? Whitbread Social Club, which was good, really. We had some good nights, didn't we? Yeah.
So there wasn't a social club before that, then?
No.
Oh. No.
No. Right. Not in Bentley's times, no.
But you had this place where you could go and have a drink all the
time? Oh, yeah, down in the brewery. Yeah, that was great. John Jacobs, his little place.
What did he do then? What was his...
He was the cellar foreman, and he had this little, an arch thing, and he used to sit in there and have a drink, and he'd got all the barrels up on the wall.
Straight out of the wood.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a rough and ready bar then.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what you're talking about is a social club that's
when Whitbread's took over.
When Whitbread took
over, the bar down. They made a bar down the yard, and then they introduced the canteen. I mean, we just had a little walk-in room when it were Bentley's Yorkshire Breweries, but when Whitbread's took over, they did an actual canteen in the hop where they used to keep all the hops. And they had a bar in there, didn't they?
Yeah.
I mean, they used to have all the functions in there, you know, like the Christmas draw and the Christmas party for the kids, didn't they?
We used to have a table tennis team. We used to play there on an evening in the Leeds League.
When it was wrapping up, and as I say, Dennis, you were still over there, weren't you? And he was a key holder. He had all the keys. And I was, as I say, I'd gone back and I were just manning the switchboard while everybody moved off. And this particular day, I was on the switchboard, and the Wines and Spirit extension phone was number 4. So I'm sat on the switchboard, and the eye kept flashing down, number 4, and it was going right fast, flashing. So I thought, there's nobody down there, it's all locked up. So I rang Dennis. I said, who? I said, is there anybody down in the Wine and Spirit store? So he said, why? So I said, well, the eye's flashing as if somebody's picked the phone up and they're wanting my attention. So he says, no, he says, but I'll go have a look. And he went down. Well, it was all locked and padlocked up and you couldn't open the door, could you? The door was sort of jammed. Anyway, eventually it gave way and he got in and he went down and there was no phone there. All it was two wires hanging out of the wall. The phone had gone.
But they weren't touching the door. But there's supposed to be a ghost
down in the spirit
stars. There's supposed
to be a ghost spirit stars. Yeah. Doreen, she once saw him, didn't she, yeah. Doreen? Payne.
Yeah.
And we don't know what the story of the ghost is.
It was supposed to be, didn't somebody had their...
It was supposed to be, I know, an ex wine spirit manager, but I can't remember his name. And did he commit suicide?
Something like that, yeah. But Sid Barrett said he'd seen it as well.
And and Sid said it made his hairs at the back of his neck stand up. And Doreen Payne had seen him and she said to somebody, who's that man? Is somebody like that man in over there? And they said, what man? And when they looked, there were nobody there, but she'd seen somebody, a Doreen, hadn't she?
What was it like then when it finally shut down that last day?
Oh, it was sad.
Sad, really. Yeah. Goodbye to all the people you'd worked with all those years, yeah.
It'd have been an enjoyable place to work, especially when I first went there when I was 19. And to be fair, there wasn't a lot to do. And you'd got a lot of spare time. And in an afternoon, you did virtually nothing, really. You could just go and sit down in the bar down there. For a 19-year-old lad, it was just wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, on a Friday afternoon, all the orders for Tuesday should have been coming in on Friday afternoon. But nobody... The
so far in advance to order.
Ring in, so they all rang in Monday morning. So Friday afternoon, you'd have about three orders or something like that. And that was it. You'd just enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Nobody bothered you. As long as the work was done, that was all that mattered.
And there was no talk about efficiencies and cuts and
things. Oh, there was when Whitbread came in and that. I mean, all this stock control and things. There was no other than that when Bentleys were there. I mean, I'm sure lots of things disappeared and that.
Yeah.
I mean, we used to get Harry Matthews delivering our allowance and he used to stop and drink half of it for us.
Your first one, your mum and Mrs. Shepherd, and when Dennis came home from work, Dennis's mother and Mrs. Shepherd were both in the kitchen blotto.
Yeah.
They've been on the gold label, haven't they?
They've been...
On Timothy. That would it, on the Timothy.
And it was Mrs. Shepherd's daughter's engagement party that evening.
Yeah.
And
they didn't go to the party, Mrs. Shepherd, she was the warden at the church, wasn't she?
And did you actually meet inside the brewery or did you know each other in the village before?
No, we'd never seen each other before.
No.
So you met while you were at work then?
Yeah. We were in the same office.
Yeah, we were sat opposite each other.
How did we get together? Black Horse at Skipton. Yeah, they used to have...
Christmas do.
Black Horse at Skipton, they always went there, didn't they? A coach used to take you. And that's how we got on there at the Black Horse, wasn't it? And then it went from there.